She is the new head of the Lansing School District. She is the interim superintendent, and she is live in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Why in the world you want to take this crazy job? Come on. You don't need this.
Yeah. Actually, Lansing's a wonderful place, and I spent many years in Lansing as an employee of the Lansing School District, retired from there several years ago, went to the Department of Ed, went to private corporation, has been at Michigan State for the last year. And, you know, I just feel like the challenge is in me. I'm a professional educator, been an educator all my life, and I'm here to help the people in Lansing as they transition to their next leadership.
Yvonne, you seem more relaxed than any superintendent I've talked to since before T.C. Wallace was here. Do you feel less pressure, if you will, since that interim tag is on the job?
Actually, I don't know if I feel less or more, but I do know that I really only have, and we only have, as a team, the next 85 days between now and June 30th to accomplish some really major undertakings, such as balancing the budget, such as getting staffing assignments and numbers under control. And, of course, there's that restructuring plan for the district out on the horizon. And I think if you approach it with logic and evidence and calmness and a thorough understanding of the situation, I think you can come to a good decision at the end.
Is there a pressure?
Yeah, there's pressure. There's pressure on the district to balance its budget. There's pressure to make sure that we get the restructuring plan right so that we disrupt as little as possible and yet provide the best education we can to the great students in the Lansing School District and their families. And for me as my professional integrity, sure, there's pressure for me to be successful and for our team to be successful.
In talking with the reporters who cover Lansing School Board meetings and talking with some of the school board members themselves, there seems to be a dysfunction and a fraction and two separate entities which are kind of going at each other. What kind of challenge is that going to be for you?
Yeah, you know, I read a lot about the alleged dysfunctionality of the board, and I'm going to say two things about that perception. One is that there are nine people who are trying to work together on and come to consensus around some really, really difficult challenges. And secondly, so nine people coming to consensus is always sort of muddy, and it isn't always, you know, as clean and clear as you would like it to be. And there are nine people on that board who are very bright people and have, you know, a lot of experience to understand situations. And so they're going to discuss, and they may not be able to reach consensus from time to time. And it may appear as though there's dysfunctionality. And I will say that a board can only operate on the information that it gets from the administration. And so my mission is to provide the board with as much information as possible about all of the things that are going on in the district so that they can make informed decisions by consensus or not by consensus, but they need to have the information before they can make decisions.
From your perspective, has the board communicated to you in one fashion or another that there has been a challenge in getting the information that they need to make decisions?
I think that the board has communicated that they don't always have all the information. And that's kind of a slippery slope, too, because, you know, boards are here to set policy and not necessarily, manage district operations. So we're going to work very diligently on making sure that the board is engaged in the process of setting policy, as is their responsibility. And I think for the next few months that I'm on board, we're going to be collaborators on the decisions that need to be made for Lansing.
Before the process started to bring you in, as you were reading and watching and listening to the news about what was going on with the Lansing School District, what was your perception?
My perception was that Lansing was at a crossroads where if there wasn't sort of an immediate decision to put the ship back on track, that the potential for attracting great candidates to become the superintendent of Lansing, which is a wonderful district and is a prize and could be and should be a prize in anybody's career to be the superintendent of the capital city of Michigan. It needed to have some tough steering. And so, that's my challenge.
We're talking with Yvonne Kamal Knuel. She is the interim superintendent for the Lansing School District. All right, I got my little tablet out here, and we got the to-do list. Let's get Yvonne's to-do list out. Let's go down the top priorities that you have to deal with this morning and into the next 90 days.
Yeah, well, number one priority, of course, is aligning the decision-making structure. So last Thursday, the board very graciously afforded me the opportunity to restructure district leadership. And so for the last couple of days, that's basically what I've been doing.
So what does that mean? What
changes
have you made?
That means put my team together. Put my team together.
So who's your team now?
Well, actually, I'm not quite done with it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not really at liberty to publicly discuss it. So I still got a few more pieces to put in place. And the board will need to approve my organizational chart at their next meeting. That's number one. Get your team together. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got great people in the Lansing School District who can do really good work. So put the team together. And consolidate some positions and eliminate some things because, quite honestly, we have to tighten our belts. The second major issue is let's take a look at this restructuring proposal. Let's figure it out. Let's get very deep analysis on facility usage. What's going on right now? What is going on in every room? How many kids do we have in every room? How many kids do we have in every building? Who are the teachers? What are they assigned? Do a very deep analysis of this restructuring, and then come up with a proposal for the board to consider, because we have to do this, you know, within the next 30 days. Otherwise, it's just too late to make those kinds of moves and the transitions that will be required, the communication with parents and children and staff. The other second major issue is the budget, and the budget the budget and the restructuring and the staffing are all sort of tied together, because you don't want to restructure unless you know what you have to restructure. You don't know what your bottom line is, and you don't know what your bottom line is until you get a hold on what are your personnel costs. So for me, those are the three major goals over.